The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour podcast. This is a very special edition, once in a lifetime episode, because not only do I have two guests in front of me, I actually kind of have three. I wish they could see what I was looking at right now. Welcome Max and Lucy, welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
On the show. Also, Brody is the closest out of all of us to the mic right now. His nose is 3 inches from the mic. We're all sitting on the ground and he decided to join us. So here's your warning right here now. If you hear some dog noises of any sort, some sniffing, some lip smacking, some breathing, some whatever. Oh, he's so sleepy.
You're good. Oh,
you guys, you need to see this. You can't see this, but his chin is resting on Lucy's leg right now, and it's really, really cute. And also, we're at our family's lake house in Pennsylvania. So you may hear my mom downstairs. You may hear Teddy. He likes to bark a lot.
You may hear crickets.
Cars could drive by. You know, there could be music.
Ghosts.
Who knows?
Ghosts.
No, guys, don't start that. whenever you guys start talking about scary stuff here, I can't. I'm such a scaredy cat.
It'll be okay.
That should have been in the questions. I was thinking along those lines. I was going to say, why can't I watch scary movies? But that's not. I mean, duh, it's because I'm such a scaredy cat, but that's something that's a personality trait of mine.
That you're scared.
Is I'm so scared of
everything.
I mean, remotely scary.
Everything. Yeah.
But you guys have, I'm not even really letting you speak yet. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Happy to be here.
Yeah, no more scary talk or else.
Okay, fair.
Because especially, we need to set the scene so they know. It is 11 p.m. This is late night edition, so I will not tolerate any scary talk because it's already a scary time of day.
It is.
The nighttime.
Spooky.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Brody looks scared. His eyes are closing.
His nose is going to boop into our tripod. Oh, I knew it.
His eyes look so sleepy. Okay, I'm sorry. This is probably annoying me talking about my dog that you can't even see. But this episode is so fun. I think this is the first time I've ever had two guests.
Two for one.
Yeah.
I really think it is. Did you and me ever do something with Mandy? You, me, and Mandy?
Did you do you, Lucy, and your mom? Or no?
No.
Maybe. Oh, no.
No, I haven't.
I kind of feel like I did have three at once, but maybe I didn't, and that was
maybe
just
it was
in my
just
head.
An idea.
Yeah. You need to get closer. They're not going to
hear you.
It was
just an idea.
Guys, Lucy is a mile away from the mic, and she is the most soft-spoken, so keep being your face better be,
Brody,
1 inch
noise.
From the mic. Yeah, Brody's making
enough noise.
Okay, so
they can't hear me because you're making noise.
Basically, the whole idea for this is no one requested this. I just thought of this.
I requested it for myself.
Yeah, on my own. Mm-hmm. I just thought it would be fun to put you guys to the test and see who knows me better.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a uphill battle for me.
Yes.
Well, it depends on the questions. If they're more recent, it could be be difficult.
Before we started recording, Max said, this seems unfair. This seems already Lucy's got it in the bag. Lucy and I have lived most of life together. The majority. Obviously, our entire childhood. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And I told him, I said, listen, there are some questions you absolutely will not get right. They are from our childhood.
But I'll give a good guess.
And only Lucy will know them. But then I tried to make it a little even. I tried to throw in some recent ones that maybe you wouldn't know. Because obviously I'm around him more as of recent. what was around you more as a childhood?
Yeah.
If there's questions that I should know that I don't know.
Okay, so let's tell... what made me think of this episode was the pickle discussion the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I know.
Tell them the pickle discussion. What your favorite
pickle was, which obviously I had no idea.
Yeah, you didn't know.
But now I know, and it's a half sour.
Half sour. Yep. I said half dill. I'm not well versed with pickles.
Yeah, but I knew but that you knew.
Yeah, I did know. Yeah, I knew.
Are we going to be doing that all episode? Oh, I knew you knew what you were saying there.
Yeah, even though it was the wrong answer.
Okay, I think this was on the 4th of July, and we were having pickles. And I was just like, oh, Max, which pickle is my kind? What kind of... I'm saying this wrong. Mm-hmm. What kind of pickle is my favorite? Like, sometimes I'll just quiz him here and there.
See, and what did I say? I said dill.
And he was like, dill. And I'm like, you literally don't know me at all.
That was close.
Cool.
Cool.
But I was like, how many pickles are there?
So then after that, I was like, okay, Max, it's half sour. They're the best. They are a little bit cucumbery because they're only like half sour, not fully sour. So then I asked Lucy in front of Max when we were with her, and she was like, oh, I know it. It's like half dill. And I knew that she knew. I knew what she meant. I knew that she knew because of twin telepathy, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So I was like
I said, uphill battle.
We're on the same page.
So I was correct, you get it. But I feel like especially recently when Lucy and I have been together, we'll like think of things or see things and we'll be like, remember this, and we'll be like, oh my gosh. Like I just feel like we'll remember the same things. Or like the other day I was like, what was that like book we would read in our childhood, and it was about a young boy. Gosh, what was his name? And you're like, Huckleberry Finn. And I'm like, why do we know this? But you remember.
On the same wavelength, I suppose.
Yeah. So, yeah. I would say Max is at a disadvantage, so keep that in mind. Okay, like I said, we're at our lake house. So, I think we should all go around and say, what is everyone's favorite thing about Lakey Lakey?
Lakey Lakey.
I thought this could be fun.
Do you want to start us off?
Lucy, start.
Okay. Okay, no time to think.
Okay, do you want
I
to
think
start
I just like the vibes here because it's more relaxing. Like after being in like Lake George or other lakes, they can be really, it can be more hectic. But here, it's just everything's low key. We're laying low. It's like kind of olden days vibes, like old timey.
I agree.
Kind of nature-esque.
Oh yes,
so that's what I enjoy it. It's a real vacay.
I think mine is similar to that. It's like same thing. Like it's just so quiet and peaceful. But even more than that, it makes me slow down.
Yeah,
and be still.
You're like unplugged,
which I am not.
Yeah,
ever. So yeah, it's nice. And just being the nature, I notice more and more as I grow up, especially like around cities. And I come here, and I'm like, oh, like the air just feels crisp and like smells good, and the trees, and you can see the stars, and I don't know, it's just special. And just knowing that like our mom grew up here and her mom grew up coming here, like you know what I mean? It's just like
the history
in the family. And side note, we were seeing home videos, we were watching home videos the other day, and Lucy and I were here and we were 2 months old, and I was freaking out because downstairs and we're like, it's like 200 years old. Nothing has changed. It looks exactly the same, but it's just like special. I don't know.
Yeah, I love all those reasons. But my favorite is the diving board.
Is it really?
I think so. It's really fun. And the dock. Hanging down there and being outside.
Canoe.
And now I've learned there's a lot of great golf courses nearby.
Oh yeah.
So I sneak off and go do that for a little bit.
A little bit before we're all awake.
Yeah, so that works out great.
Oh, that's nice. I feel like you haven't been out.
Reminds me of Dad. Dad would do the fun dives and golf all the time. There's ton of fun golf courses nearby, like in all are like within like 20-30 minutes, I feel like.
Yeah.
And they're probably low key, probably like get a tee time easily. Yeah.
I don't think you've been fishing this summer, but you would fish last summer. No. Are you scarred from when you were fishing in the canoe and it got stuck?
No.
That'd be avoided.
I think my rod's on the Cape, the one that I... remember we went to the first ever Dick's here.
Yeah. Yes. And you bought a fishing pole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's on the Cape.
Oh, do we not have other fishing poles here?
Oh, you might, but
probably like a stick with a.
Oh, yeah. I remember you literally bought one.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Use it here?
Yeah.
Huh. And Brody was like 2 days old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, so that was 2 summers ago.
And we were here longer. We were here for like a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, also, the podcast listeners should know today is such a special day.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically National Brody Day, I've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because exactly 2 years ago today was Brody's gotcha day.
Mm-hmm. When we brought you home.
When we picked him up.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like that. He's so sleeping cute. And Max is...
His scruffy little face.
Petting his face and it's bothering
I thought
him.
That was like a stick, but it's a really dark whisker.
Yeah. Oh.
No, that's just...
Oh, his face is all squished up.
I think he's nuzzling his face into you because mm-hmm. it's like... Then it's like darker, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, he is so sleepy. Okay, it's cozy and... Up. One of my favorite things about the lake as well, not even like for us personally, is for the dogs. Mm-hmm. They are just in heaven.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they love it.
They just roam free.
They love it.
And run through the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Swim a lot.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I think it's fun having dogs that swim. Mm-hmm. Like Brody swimming is really fun.
Yeah.
So I like swimming here. Like swimming in the lake is nice.
Because then when he's in the water swimming, you like want to get in the water and like swim with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it more fun. And he loves mm-hmm. swimming here. It's been so good.
It's so cute.
Okay. You guys know, because you've both been on the pod several times, that we say something we're happy about or a happy quote or idea. So what's everyone happy about this week?
I'm happy to be here with everyone. With the fam, being with mom and everything.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. nice. Little unplug. Little break from society.
Yeah, like, no, that's literally what it feels like.
But yeah, that's what I'm happy about.
I think I get off my phone and just am like here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so nice.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here because it's so special to you two and your mom.
Hmm.
And I'm happy I get to experience it. With you guys.
Aww, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
I've been saying to Max and to my mom and sister how I didn't realize that Max really liked it here. Or like how much you did.
Yeah, I
feel like normally you feel like you're dragging people here because you're like, okay, here, come to this cabin with me.
Get ready.
AC.
Yeah.
Just got a well, can barely drink the water. Like,
oh. Yeah, no Wi-Fi. I know, no I feel Wi-Fi. Like I warn everyone. There's also, because people are like, oh, your lake house in PA. And I'm like, no, this is like bare bones, people. Like, mm-hmm. this is like, we're talking no air conditioning. We just got a well. It's like a big, it's like mm-hmm. news, big news.
Mm-hmm.
The outdoor shower. Still has lake water coming, so you're not really gonna...
I love the outdoor shower. That's another thing.
I know,
here.
I love it too.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, I think that it's just like, being like...
Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't like it here when I was here last summer for a week alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, alone.
And Gretchen came to rescue me, like, and spend some time with
scary.
Me.
It was scary.
But she was scared here with me, and I was like, well, it was even more scary alone, so...
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was scared to use the outdoor shower, because every night I'd be like, oh, I'll shower at night, and then I'm like, oh, I'm not going out
Bad
there.
Idea.
Be naked and afraid a bear's gonna come find me. Or it's gonna be the scene of a horror movie.
I know. This place is just... Yeah, there's definitely some history here. There probably are some friendly spirits, maybe.
Casper
probably.
The Friendly.
Like, this place is 200 years old. Or more. So.
Yeah.
I know, but I feel like you appreciate it more as you grow up. Like, it's, like, charming. Mm-hmm. But when you're little, you're like, I'm scared. Why isn't this, like, home? It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And old and maybe a little dirty or... Yeah. But, yeah, it's, like, quaint. I feel like I think about how Mandy would always come here and be like, I can't go upstairs alone. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, yeah.
Scaredy cat.
My favorite thing... Wait, I thought of it, but I can't remember. Oh, I remember.
You're happy.
Games.
My favorite thing has been all the games.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
Together. Because it's been, like, us three and our mom.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we've been loving Trivial Pursuit. What else have we
I love the games. Cornhole. Scattergories. Cards.
Scattergories.
Always a lot of cards here. And like the reading, little fun activities.
You guys have been big readers, book swapping. And.
Oh, yeah, book swap.
We basically have like a Colleen Hoover book club over here.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I got my mom and sissy onto Colleen Hoover.
Yeah.
Max is like, why do all the, every girl, why does every girl ever
read Colleen Hoover? It's like an era right now.
It is.
It really is.
It really is.
Good for Colleen.
I know. She's popping off.
We're going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, remember when everyone was reading Colleen Hoover?
Yeah.
Like, remember when everyone was even watching Pretty Little Liars? Yeah. Or, you know.
Even at Brent, like Taylor's mom and Tucker's mom. Everyone, like, everyone.
All ages.
Yep.
Everyone's reading it. Okay, I'm sensing the energy is quite low, you two, since it's late night. Let's just get into Who Knows Me Better.
Great.
Let's fire it up.
Dive in.
Let's get it going.
Okay.
Dive in. We're taking over Brody's energy.
I was going to say, do we have a happy quarter idea? But we've shared a bunch. This is just lighthearted funsies.
Happy idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're happy.
What we're happy about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's just get on in.
Great.
Yeah.
Starting easy.
Okay.
Ish.
So are we going to...
Question one.
Do you just yell it out?
Yeah, do you yell it out?
Oh, in my head, I was thinking you guys would have, like, a piece of paper you could write on so that you couldn't, like, change your answer once you, like, wrote theirs or something.
We'll be honest.
Wait, why don't you grab your phones and write on your phones?
My phone's downstairs. Could I write it on your phone?
We'll just be honest.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, we could just be honest.
You're going to change your answer.
No, I don't think.
Promise?
We're too low energy for that right now.
Okay, then I'm going to have
I'm not scheming.
I'm going to have him answer first then because I think Lucy will alternate. Know more than... Oh, yeah. That way he can't cheat off of Lucy.
Okay.
I'm ready. Well, either way,
you can't change your answer.
Well, because what if I'm cheating off Max if it's a recent question?
Okay, so promise you won't change your answers off each other. Okay. As a child, what did I want to be when I grew up? Question one. Okay, Max.
A dentist.
Marine biologist.
What?
I swear. The ones that work are dolphin trainer is what's the
dolphin trainer. Both are wrong.
Are you kidding me?
I swear.
I don't know why. I knew it was like working with dolphins.
When did you want to become a dentist? Was that later in life?
Yeah. In high school, like college, when you were a child. As a child, like we're talking elementary school. Ever since we went to Cancun, Mexico.
I know you've always wanted to. I don't know. I thought marine biologists worked with dolphins. I literally thought that.
But dolphin trainer is the right answer.
I knew.
We're being specific here.
Okay.
Zero. I also knew that.
Don't tell me. Oh, I'm keeping score. Let's do it.
Zero. Tied up.
Lucy, zero. What? Guys, that was the easy one.
That was easy.
I know.
I just thought I would be working with dolphins.
Yeah, I was like, think about it first.
But I didn't know the right word for it, but marine biologist felt right.
Okay. This one is actually starting easy.
Okay.
Question two. What was the name / type of bear I had that I was obsessed with in elementary school?
Max. Pookie.
Pookie, yeah.
Correct.
Pookie's been the star of the show this week.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, let's tell them.
We found Pookie in the middle of the woods. We don't know how it got there.
Yeah, it's now Teddy's toy. It was our toy. We loved him. And now, somehow, decades later.
I don't ever get over what you used to do with your Pookies.
Oh, yeah.
No, we cannot expose.
We're just weird right now.
In sixth grade, we were weird.
Weird.
Dress them up in baby clothes.
Dress them up, yeah. You name it. Tote them around.
Okay, you guys.
On to the next question.
Wait. What I have to say is, you know what, Mom, what are you doing while we're away from home? Because our prized childhood stuffed animals are apparently being turned into dog toys. Because that's definitely why we found Pookie.
Shred it right up. Oh, yeah, it is a dog toy. Yeah.
We found Pookie in the woods here, guys. I'm walking up the path. From the lake back
and
up to our house.
Scream.
And I'm like, Pookie is face down, like ass murder. Up in the woods.
Murder scene.
Murder scene.
I found him in the woods because Teddy definitely was chewing on it.
And like got distracted, dropped him.
If you guys don't know what Pookie is, it's this little teddy bear.
From Garfield.
Yeah, its origins is Garfield. Because Garfield's favorite little teddy bear was Pookie and Garfield. So then, I don't know, we just became obsessed with Pookie.
I don't even know how we even got.
We had a neighbor in sixth grade that also got one. We were all creepily obsessed together. And Max is right. We did buy them baby clothes from Target, which we were way too old to be doing that. Sixth grade? Like, that's what? 12?
Yeah.
Wait, is that 12? 13?
12. I think. I don't know.
No, younger.
Because you're like 9 in 4th grade.
You're like 12 in like...
So like maybe 7th grade. Yeah. So like 10, 11.
You're like 14. Still too old.
12, 11. 12 is too old to be getting... 9th grade. Baby doll. Or like...
Yeah, baby, it's a bit concerning, cookies. But we should probably move on.
Maybe it's not too old. But anyway, guys.
Next question.
Okay, yes. Yeah, so that was question two. That was my, both of you, 1-1.
We both got that one.
Question three. I really had to pick one here because I feel like I'm not really into this scene to give some context. But really think, who is my favorite? Three. Who is my favorite celebrity?
Celebrity.
If you guys get it wrong, it's fine. Because I barely
celebrity
know.
Are we talking about?
Just think in general. Don't think too much. Who is Gretchen's favorite celebrity? I'll give you a hint that it's female. Who's her?
Well, that's not much of a hint.
Favorite girly that she just.
Blake Lively.
She's perfect and pretty and yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's Max's answer. What's your answer?
I had an answer that is not famous enough, so I was gonna say Carrie Underwood or something, because he used to love her. But I was gonna say
Max gets it right.
I got it right.
I know when he said Blake Lively, I was like, that's probably.
Oh, Aspen Ovar. Yeah.
I was like, how famous? Because she's
yeah, Blake Lively. Why do you think Blake Lively?
I don't know, but when Max said it, I was like, yeah, that's right.
Max to Lucy.
See, I'm sticking with my guns. Okay.
Okay, good. Because you thought maybe that isn't right, so you wanted to think of a different one.
What?
For Blake Lively.
No, I thought Blake Lively was probably right, but it didn't pop into my mind. Because Max said it. And I was like, oh, her. But she wasn't in my head.
Okay.
I'm sticking with my wrong answers here.
Yes.
Okay, Max 2, Lucy 1. Question 4. What, and really think about this, you two.
Okay.
What is my favorite sweet treat? Because you'll probably think of a couple are thrown out there.
Mm-hmm. I already know.
And I specifically didn't say one word. It's your only hint.
It's one word?
No, I'm saying I didn't phrase it a certain way. Okay.
You go first this time, Lou, when you think of it.
What is my favorite sweet treat?
Donut.
Lava cake.
You didn't say dessert, so I think you're wrong.
Sweet treat?
I was going to say cookie, but I thought croissant? You said you didn't say...
Do either of you know me at all?
Sweet treat?
Come on, simple people here.
Simple?
Basic.
Cookie.
Yeah, I was thinking cookie, but you said that you didn't say...
But you're not moving on until someone says it.
Sweet treat.
It's sweet, and I wouldn't categorize it as a dessert.
God
cinnamon
damn it.
Roll. Hello. Hello, you two.
Okay, but you love donut. Okay, by
I do love donuts.
By frequency, you eat donuts so much more often.
Yeah,
and I thought you said
I love donuts.
I thought I thought you said
you get half a point.
I thought you said no, you didn't say desserts for a certain reason. So I was thinking cookie immediately. But then I was like, okay, donut, sweet treat.
Smart.
And I was like, how many donuts have we been eating from here to Outer Banks and Cape Cod? The Cape Cod donut.
Cape Cod
you love that.
Donuts.
You love your cronut. I was like,
yeah,
this
maybe
is like
Lucy
okay.
Knows you better than you.
I know you.
Yourself.
She traditionally likes.
No, you really do know me better than I know me.
Like you traditionally
I thought for sure
like
it was
cinnamon
lava
roll.
Cake.
Okay, see
and
that's
you,
why I said
and
I specifically didn't
out.
Say dessert.
But for dessert, would it be? I felt like you like cookies.
Because
and you left out.
But I you do like
lava
cake
or something. That's what I thought you meant.
No, because if
what's your favorite
I said
dessert?
What is my favorite dessert, I would say a chocolate lava cake. Mm-hmm. I would say it's a lava cake. But if I was just thinking what is my favorite sweet thing, but I wouldn't categorize a croissant, a donut, a cinnamon roll as a dessert. So that's why I specifically said
sweet
treat.
Well, croissant isn't sweet
and
unless it's a chocolate croissant.
All I know, all my people listening right now are screaming cinnamon rolls. They know me.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Historically
like that
throughout
it's
time.
Historical, but I'm just thinking.
But maybe
donuts. We haven't had donuts.
Maybe
I know.
A year. I know. It's been a while.
I remember when we were at Trader Joe's and I was looking at those cinnamon rolls and we didn't get
them.
Any.
Remember when I was we with didn't. Chuck? He asked me if you and I ate cinnamon rolls still on a regular basis.
Every day.
And I was like, you know what? No, you haven't had them in so long.
I do miss them.
At night.
Yeah.
Do you still eat them every
day? We
should
have brought some here.
Okay, here's the thing. I look at them every time I go to Whole Foods. I do. And I think,
I know, I look at them every time.
Don't go there because you will make the entire pack this evening and you will eat the whole pack.
No.
So I'm just like, you don't need it. But they are historically one of my faves. But I'm kind of going to give Lucy a half a point right there because donuts is like
a good one. Yeah.
Donuts maybe tied.
Donuts have been popping
donuts
off.
Have been regularly eaten more than cinnamon rolls.
I know. Cinnamon rolls have really taken a backseat.
If you said dessert, I would have nailed it.
Yeah, I know. I'm so that's bad because chocolate lava cake has my heart for on like a dessert menu. It's always going to be that. Helix
Sleep.
You guys already know I am obsessed with my Helix Sleep mattress. We got ours when we moved to Pennsylvania in September of 2020, so I've had it for almost 2 years now. It's seriously incredible. Like any other bed I ever sleep in ever, whether it's my family, my friends, right now I'm at my lake house. The mattresses here are like a million years old. I just always wish I was in my bed, bottom line, with my Helix Sleep mattress because I never sleep as well anywhere else. Like, to be honest, I'm going to be really real. Here at my lake house, I've been tossing and turning. I wake up like every hour. It's just not ideal. So basically, if you guys didn't know already, I know I've talked about them a bunch, but Helix Sleep has a quiz. It just takes 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type and your sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. So Helix knows that everybody's unique and they have several different mattress models to choose from. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses, and even mattresses great for cooling you down if you get hot when you sleep. With Helix, you know you're getting a mattress that will be perfect for the way you sleep. And when I took the Helix quiz, I was matched with the Midnight mattress because I wanted a medium feel and I sleep on my side. Max and I, and Brody as well, of course. Love it, and it was so fast and easy to unpack and set up a while back. It's definitely an upgrade from my old mattress before I was sleeping on. So especially if you're in the market for a new mattress, you take the quiz, you order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't ever need to go to a mattress store ever again. Helix is so awesome. You guys already know I'm literally their number one fan, but you actually don't need to take my word for it since Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. Like, how cool. Helix has also been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving sleep. I actually got a DM the other day from one of you girlies, and she was like, thank you so much for recommending Helix. She gave me the specific model that she has, and she's like, I have never slept better in my life. Like, fall asleep so much quicker now. I stay asleep. It's incredible. So all of that is to say, if you guys are interested, just go to helixsleep.com/Gretchen, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. They have a 10-year warranty, and you'll get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will, promise. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. And Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for you guys at helixsleep.com/Gretchen. That's helixsleep.com/Gretchen. And now let's get back into the episode. Okay, number 5. We're getting a little deep. Think about this before you respond.
Okay, Brody, think.
This Max. Is how you play Trivial Pursuit, too. You always have to say something.
Yeah, I warn you. I'm trying to help you, give you some context clues. What is my biggest fear? I don't even really know, but if I had to think of one.
Biggest fear.
I can think of a couple, but like
think about me and who I am and what my probably like top of the fears would be, like the biggest fear would be.
But it's like the whole,
you guys can say it at the same time.
It's the whole nature versus nurture, you know? What? Okay, I'll just give my answer. I was gonna say someone like close to you dying. But I'm like, I think that's would only be a fear probably from dad. Because I feel like normally that's not your biggest fear. But I feel like that's something.
Because of what's happened, that would be.
Like naturally, probably wouldn't have been worried about that.
Like if we didn't lose our dad, maybe that wouldn't be top of my list.
Yeah.
I see.
I was going to say ghosts.
I'm probably wrong.
Lucy, yes. Max, no.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Losing someone close to me, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like before it would have been like, you're kind of like scared of the dark or like alone.
I feel like before.
Scaredy cat vibes.
I guess it kind of goes hand in hand, but I feel like maybe if we didn't lose our dad or before losing our dad, maybe my biggest fear if I really had to think would be like ending up alone.
Yeah.
But that's kind of also like losing people close to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then essentially you are feeling alone. So yeah. It's kind of a... But yeah, I probably shouldn't have put this in here. It's kind of scary. Yeah. Sorry. But,
scary.
But I feel like everyone kind of shares the same, like...
At the end of the day.
Sure. Everyone's probably biggest fear deep down is losing someone they're close to. Because, like, gosh. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, Okay, moving on. Okay. Six. What? This one puts some pep in our step. This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Max, we'll get this wrong.
Oh,
what would I draw every day as a young child?
Oh.
Do you know?
Yeah, I have a guess.
Do you remember? See, this is really testing your memory. If you have like a photographic memory. Because we've like, always, I feel like all these things we've probably mentioned in passing here, there, conversation stories. But like you wouldn't really like commit it to memory.
I have a guess.
Okay. What would I draw every day as a young child? Think.
Elephants.
Lucy. Lucy, you know this. Lucy, we've talked about this so many times. It's so sad if you don't remember.
It's not elephants.
It's not elephants.
We've talked about it so many times.
Yeah. These will, like, remind you of me. Be like, remember you would draw those all the time when you were little? I don't know why. It's oddly specific. I would draw them all the time when I was little. Like, I just remember pages being covered in little ones everywhere.
I don't know. All I'm thinking of is those S's. Those, like, weird S's.
Yeah.
You draw those in
the those weird ones. But
that
like,
are, like,
yeah.
With the three with lines.
The three lines.
The double three lines. But that's not... Lucy, what is it?
You're going to freak out. You're going to remember. Like,
flowers.
Seahorses.
You would draw them?
Yes.
I know you were obsessed with them.
I was obsessed. I would draw
them. How do you even draw
on like every page when I was like a little kid. I just remember drawing seahorses.
You need to get an aquarium with seahorses. But also, how would...
Because remember, seahorses would make you think of me and you'd be like, remember when you draw those all the time when you were little?
No, I didn't know you drew. I feel like I just...
You
no, they make
at
you
one point.
Think of me. They make me think of you because you just love them. I know you always love them.
Wow.
But I can't believe you drew them. I don't even know how to draw one. Like, how'd you draw one?
I don't know.
As a kid.
You're like, can you give me a lesson?
I know. I'm like, what did it look like? Show me a picture.
I was sure you were going to get that one right.
Mm.
It's okay.
I didn't
But
know.
Elephants was a really good guess.
I know it was.
You didn't even know me in my elephant era, so that is like good remembering.
I was like, it wasn't like a cat, it wasn't a dog, it wasn't...
Good memory.
That was a hard question.
But like, those S's we drew all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We did. But when I was like little, like we're talking
when you
like
said it was like covering
six.
Your pages, I was like, yeah, maybe it was those fucking S's.
I just remember in like margins, I'd draw like seahorses.
I feel like I do that with like, but like cursive like writing my name. And I'm like, I know you didn't do that as well. But I like would just like practice my signature a billion times.
Yeah. When you like are learning things, you just like, put it everywhere. Okay, see, the next one I feel like is even harder for you too, then.
Okay.
But I was just like, Lucy's going to be on a roll after she gets seahorse. She's going to know. Okay. Question seven.
Well, I guess I'm wrong.
Question seven. What's something else that I had to do every day as a child? I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I had to do it every day.
Can I get an age bracket?
Do it all the time.
Child?
As a child. We're talking...
Before high school?
Elementary.
Okay. No, elementary. And you had to do this every day.
Oh.
I felt like I just had to do it every day. I was just like... Flying around.
Oh.
It's your hint.
What?
Brody is snoring.
I don't understand. Because I had an answer and I don't know.
You're probably right. Don't overthink it.
No, but flying around.
You had to do this every day.
Felt like
you had to.
I wanted to. I just did. And then I don't know. I felt like it was like my thing. Then I just like did it every day.
I don't think I know it, but I
this
have.
Sounds
cartwheels.
So
I have my only answer.
Cartwheels!
What? Is that right?
It was cartwheels.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I was thinking like gymnastics, like literally.
Yeah, okay,
cartwheels,
then you can
handstands.
I knew that you knew that. I would do cartwheels every day in our living room.
Wow.
We'd be watching
Wipeout
as a family
and
I'd be like
doing round offs. Yeah.
Yeah. We would be watching Survivor. I just would do cartwheels.
We'd be like trying to practice one handed cartwheels. Remember the girls could do like aerials?
We couldn't do that. Guys, I'm
then
so
we got
proud
dumped
of you.
Out of We
How
got,
did you know that?
I think because we were doing them last,
we were doing
last
that,
night.
Yeah.
See, that was
Maybe
that's
that
why I put this in here.
Me.
And I said I would do these every day when I was little. Mm. So you listen.
You listen.
Wait,
you
were saying.
I was trying to think of like what you would do like as a child.
I was cartwheeling every day.
And I don't know what else.
Yeah, at first, like when you first read the question, before you said like flying around, at first I was like, check the Weather Channel. Because we would watch the Weather Channel every day. Religiously for hours. We were like tornado hunters.
If you answered that with the weather every day, I would have also given you.
I was gonna say that, but then you said flying around, and I was like flying around. Like we're sitting there watching the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was writing these questions. I'm like, if either of you answer with an answer that I didn't think of, but it's like definitely right, then like I would start
donuts.
Wait, I'm very impressed. Yeah. Seahorses was a sad loss, but you both got.
I had no
idea. Come to you?
I don't know how.
I don't know.
I don't remember seahorses at all.
I know. I barely do. Did I make it up?
Maybe.
some of these are like not memory. Real. I made them up.
I have a bad memory too.
Wait, though, so. I cut you off, but you were about to say cartwheels before we got kicked out of gymnastics.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because we were too tall and we couldn't do anything.
Our coach literally was like, listen, you two, this is about it.
We were like
the fourth grade and like you guys mm-hmm. are not going to be like 5'2".
Much
so
taller than everyone there.
This is about to get very difficult for the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember we were trying to do like the thing on the...
The kip.
Well, the kip. Oh, yeah, that never worked. What was the one?
I felt like I almost had my kip.
With, like, the where you run and you jump on that, and you bound mm-hmm. over that little...
Vault.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Double check?
Yeah, vault.
Wow, it's all
we could never do it.
Do you guys want to know where you stand right now, your standings?
Sure.
Seems like tied. Or maybe Lucy's winning.
Pretty close. Do I have, like, 0.5
Max
down?
3, Lucy, 3.5.
3.5, that donut just pushed me right over.
Okay. Question 8. No context. Okay. Who inspired me most to vlog?
I feel like that's easy. Your dad.
To vlog?
Mommy steps in the distance.
Know. To vlog, Dad, but, like, for videos, Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, see, Lucy's an overthinker. You're both right. It was Daddy.
Okay, yeah.
For sure. But you're right, too. Yeah. Hannah
showed
me
YouTube.
Because I'm like,
if you said YouTube, it'd be Hannah, but vlog is Dad, yeah.
Yeah. Aw, cute. I wanted to say to both of you, don't overthink it. Like, it is what you think. Because, yeah, I've just been thinking about that the most since maybe if some of them listening saw, I, like, shared my Instagram story the other day. That I dug up some of our old home videos and just especially rewatching them solidified in my mind that just like I feel like subconsciously being around that growing up mm-hmm. made it seem so
and
natural
like,
to
and
film
like watching
things.
Them after like yeah. it was just like we'd see like it just felt normal.
I know.
Because obviously in the video you're just like yeah whatever we're like making a little
blah,
video
blah, blah.
But then like in watching it too you're like I don't yeah. know it's just you get both sides of the experience I feel like.
I know what you mean. He was, like, YouTubing before YouTube was YouTube.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's
just
like
on his own.
The Kanye documentary. You know how they started his... Or the docuseries, the three episodes, a couple episodes.
I think I watched it.
You did?
And
yeah.
They started, this guy just, like, quit his job and, like, was mm-hmm. like, you're going to be something, I'm going to follow you and, like, film everything you do. It was, like, 1990 or something. Like, way before, like, YouTube and anything.
Kanye?
Yeah, it was before he was Kanye. He was, like, still a producer, and mm-hmm. no one would, like, give him the time of day for, like,
wait, I need to watch
stuff.
This. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually didn't finish it. I don't know. Because
they just
were...
started making, like, beats for
yeah.
the people.
Yeah, he would
and
make...
And everyone wanted them for free, and...
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he would be like, I actually rapped over this, and they're like, we don't care about you, dude.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So it's, like, his whole story.
Yeah.
Whoa.
But yeah, it was, like, OG vlogs, like...
Jesus, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah, I think so.
I need to watch. Wow. But yeah, that's, I think I wouldn't know back then, but now looking back, I feel like he yeah. was just vlogging in the home videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was telling Lucy, he would show Lucy and me and be like, look, they're crawling. Come on, baby. But then he would just chit chat mm-hmm. to the
yeah.
home video camera. He would be like, so the neighbors up across the street, a for sale sign popped mm-hmm. up. They must be moving out.
Yeah.
I wonder who's moving in. Like
yeah,
he would
like,
just like talk about his day.
Yeah. Hey, Lucy, where are we going? Like whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Like,
given the context.
Literally
yeah.
vlogging.
Vlogging.
Anyway. Question 9. What was my favorite class I took freshman year at BU? These are so
oh.
specific.
Oh.
I think
wait,
we both got it at
you
the
guys
same
didn't
time.
Say it at the same time. Do you guys hear Brody's story?
I know.
Yeah.
I wonder
so
if they hear.
Wait, I don't even know if you took this freshman year.
Okay, I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, and you're going to say it at the same time.
Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Spanish.
Nice.
Correct.
Yes.
Nailed it.
I wasn't sure if that was college or...
Oh, yeah.
Just high school.
High school, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say something in Spanish. Bueno. Does that mean good?
Bueno.
Bien.
Muy bien.
Gosh,
bien.
Muy bien. I, like, forget Spanish. Wow. But it was my favorite. My freshman year.
I took 1 year of Spanish at the end of BU.
Yeah, you did.
So we're probably at the same level.
No, seriously. Wow.
I would just confuse Spanish and French when I would take Spanish.
I know, because
they're
so
similar
but
different.
Already.
When you said muy bien, I was like, no, bien's French. So
yeah.
I'm like, I guess it's Spanish too.
Yeah, so the listeners know, I was a bio major, and all of my classes had to do with bio except for one Spanish class. And that's how I realized I needed to change my major, because the one class I actually enjoyed had nothing to do with my major.
It was the requirement.
Was yeah. just like, yeah, probably language like requirement. Language,
yeah.
And so then I switched into business. And I'm honestly mad at myself. If I could do it again, I probably would have kept Spanish as like a minor.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was only a couple classes away. Like I probably could have.
Yeah, I think have it done it for
took
French,
it like but... freshman and sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone listening, if you can make something a minor, just like do it.
Yeah.
Especially language, I feel like then it would be more, it would stick with you better.
I really wanted to with French, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to make it to the classes
because
they become so small.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need like one more class or two. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me.
Yeah. Okay. What question are we on?
Was that?
10?
Yeah. Oh, that was 9. Now we're on 10.
Mm.
What is my favorite place to get clothes from right now, currently?
Count three again.
And I know this is hard because I like things and probably shop a lot of places, but just go with your gut. Favorite place to get clothes from right now. 3, 2, 1.
Aritzia.
Revolve. Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say you Princess Polly right. initially.
I was thinking Revolve.
What?
But I think Aritzia is right, too.
Oh.
And Princess Polly is also right. These are all right. I just thought of, like, Revolve because I was just thinking how I feel like I order on there so much.
I know. That's what I was thinking because I'm like, it's hard because you work with Revolve and Princess Polly. But I know you order stuff a lot off of Revolve anyways. And Princess Polly, too, I'm sure.
But Aritzia is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're both right. You both get a point. You're both good.
Correct and correct.
Okay, I feel like the next one kind of went with it.
Uh-oh.
But, okay.
There's a twist.
But, question 11. If I could raid an entire store, it's a different answer. What would it be?
An entire store.
If I could raid an entire store.
Like, steal everything.
If I could just, like, oh my gosh, go crazy, grab couple things here, a couple things there. What store would it be?
Okay.
I feel like Max might know this and you might not.
Oh.
That's like kind of a hint for you.
Huh.
I think I'm... Oh, I now have
I'm
my
Now I'm unsure,
guess.
But okay.
Raid a whole store. Should I say 3, 2, 1?
Sure. Yeah, I like the 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
Chanel.
Lululemon.
Oh.
Chanel, that's a good one.
Okay. Max is right because we had a conversation the other day because he just said it literally was the longest conversation. It was so nice.
I really just wanted a simple answer.
I've never been to a Chanel store with you.
No, I don't think I have either.
Yes, you have a couple.
Boston, New York. No, I don't think so.
I don't think I've even been. Okay. Yeah,
but
I've only ever been to YSL with you. I think.
Yeah.
Get anything?
But Max asked me in our apartment. He just randomly was like, out of all the designers, like, which one's your favorite? And I was like,
yeah.
See?
And I thought it was just going to be a quick answer. Like,
oh, no.
Saint Laurent or, like, whatever. Like,
deep into
it. And then I was like, you know, it's...
20 minutes later, we're still comparing.
And I was already
yeah.
asleep, and then she yeah. finished, and then...
I was like, okay, bags from
like,
this brand.
You're like, text me your answer once you find it.
I was like, I really like the bags from this brand, but I like the shoes from this brand. Yeah. But I don't like the
I know you
from
like Chanel,
brand.
And I know you want your white Chanel bag down the line. But... So, I see that. I see that.
Yeah.
I just feel like when we go... Yeah, I don't know. I just went to Lulu
is, like,
with you
also
last
right.
time.
Like, I... Yeah, anything that I don't have in there, I want.
Yeah.
Like, I love...
Trying all the colors, all the styles.
Yeah.
But...
I knew... Yeah, I was
the more correct.
Mm-hmm.
Have an advantage. Because I was thinking, like, if I could raid a whole store,
yeah.
I'd, like, think, like, expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I was saying... But like love Christian Dior, but I'm like Chanel is like so classic and
timeless
is what we're going for,
mm-hmm.
and it's so damn expensive that if everything was free, it'd probably be mm-hmm. Chanel or Lulu. But also Lulu is expensive and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So is Max going in the lead now?
I think so.
6 to 7, and Lucy's 6.5. But, like, you should get a half a point for Lulu, because that's also right. Do you want to be tied at 7, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lulu's a good guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's really good. That's probably the majority of my closet. Okay. Question. Wait. 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot the answer. Question 12.
Question for everyone.
What do I think I'm really good at? Oh. I guess you could be creative, because if I agree with you, then you get a point.
Hmm.
What do I think I'm really good at?
What do you think you're really
good at? This is like so like narcissistic. Huh. Tell me all my strengths. Tell me what you love about me. Okay, I feel like Lucy's gonna get this.
What do I
think I'm good at? Yeah. Not like what do you guys think I'm good at, but maybe it's the same thing. But...
I was trying to find my mind palace. I mean, I think I got an answer from the beginning, but
I'm trying to
think more.
Just go with it.
Yeah, I think you think you're good. Well, I think you're good. That sounds mean. I think you're good at giving advice. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Oh my God, that is so nice.
Yeah.
What the heck? Wow. I do not consider myself someone that's like good at giving advice. Wow. Or you think I'm good at giving advice?
Well, yeah. I do like to share your opinions and your insights. But yeah, no, it sounds mean if I say you think you're good at giving advice.
That's what I'm going down that road. You think you're good at driving.
That's a good answer.
But you're an okay driver.
I'll be honest. I'm not the best. I'm not the worst.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd say I'm an assertive driver.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important to be assertive and well driven.
Wait, so
I'm curious to see what your
I would like to clarify, or I would like you to clarify. Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm good at giving advice, or do you just think that I think I'm good at giving advice?
Well, I guess both. Yeah.
Good answer.
No, just with you.
Well, no, like I'm Mandy opinionated. Or like I don't know, anyone, our friends.
That is true.
Like Hannah. Agree. Yeah.
Huh. You think that I'm good at giving them advice?
Yeah.
You're thoughtful and think, you're considering it all.
I'm learning new things about myself.
Yeah.
Wow, that's like a compliment. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That's nice.
So I guess I got the answer wrong.
Well, yeah, I think you're both wrong, because I think I'm really good at manifesting things.
Oh yeah.
And I thought you voted on this. I thought Lucy's getting that. No, because I thought it was you, but it was Maddie and Taylor the other day that were like, "You literally, you're so good at manifesting things. You need to like teach us."
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, are. It's like kind of you like are. Halfway a joke, but I also think that I am good at manifesting.
You
things.
Are,
because I just think about things in the past, how I like really wanted something to happen or go a certain way, and I feel like it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. Do you think that I just think that I'm good at it, or do you think I actually am good at it?
No, I think you're.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's more like the law of attraction kind of thing.
The energy you put out there or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say you're
it like opens up the opportunity for that situation.
Yeah, like if there's a will, there's a way is my vibe. For anyone listening, how I say I'm good at manifesting is I just like already believe it to be true.
Mm.
Like so wholeheartedly that I feel like it is true and happens. Even if it's not, like it is.
It's your own Shutter Island.
Wait, I haven't watched Shutter Island. No yawning over there.
I yawned earlier. It's Brody's fault.
Did you hear that, Brody?
Yeah.
Brody is fully asleep. Max is yawning.
But Shutter Island, he like convinces himself of a different reality kind of vibe.
Wait, that's literally me.
So that's why.
So I just say, like, I'm like, I am the queen of England.
That's how everyone, I think that's how manifesting, like, in theory works. So I wouldn't say you're crazy.
Convinces herself of a different reality, literally me. Mm-hmm. Wait, that's really funny. But yeah, I think I'm good at manifesting. Okay. Question 13. What is my favorite workout right now? Hmm. Right now. Not in the past, not in the future.
Okay.
I think this is the cause for a 3-2-1.
Yeah.
3-2-1.
Core power.
Correct.
I know. I was like, I think.
Wow. What? This is a thrilling competition.
A riveting round.
Riveting competition.
Thrilling round.
Max 8, Lucy 8.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun.
You guys go.
The donut and the Lululemon.
8 out of 13. Okay, it's okay. It's
that's
great.
Pretty good.
It's okay.
Wow. We're not failing. Wait, I'm proud of both of you knowing core power. I just have been doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just glad it's not Orange Theory. That puts you in the ground.
Yeah, it literally does put me in the ground. That literally just tears my body apart. I'm like, I love it. But yeah, it kind of does.
It's like CrossFit it's vibes really almost.
I know. Like, I've never done CrossFit, but that's like how I imagine it to be.
Pretty intense. Mm-hmm.
Just like you're just like pushing yourself so hard.
Yeah.
But I know I had my Orange Theory phase, obviously my huge SoulCycle phase. I thought one of you were going to get it wrong and maybe say SoulCycle, which like I love, but like currently in this moment, it's because I missed Core Power so bad being away from it for like 2 years that being back is just like...
I like never did it at BU. I feel like I've only done it like a handful of times, but it's fun.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good.
Especially the sculpt. Mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. There's a Core Power sculpt near you, or Core Power studio near you, mm-hmm. and they have the sculpt classes. Everybody, listen up.
Or if you're near Yoga Room Hawaii.
Oh, we love that too.
Yeah. Class was insane.
We love that.
But I think, same yeah, vibes. I think the, because they were trained at like Core Power
yeah,
and
so
like
it
made
is.
Their own. It's like, cool. It's like a spin-off.
And this is in Honolulu.
It's really good. Yeah.
In case you end up in Honolulu, Yoga
yeah.
Room.
Keep that in mind.
Anyone
next
in
time
Honolulu.
I go there.
Yeah. Must go.
Hey, someone could be listening.
Yeah, hey.
True. Or you could be better. Visiting soon. Also,
or you could know somebody who's visiting soon and tell everyone.
Yeah.
If you want to sweat your butt off.
In, actually, it might be other places too, I don't know, but when I lived in New York City for that one summer, Y7, it's like a hip-hop yoga. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. It was so cool.
That sounds that. Cool.
Anyway, we love like a fun little hot yoga moment.
Mm-hmm.
14. What do I eat almost every day? Every single day, because I was thinking like the thing that I probably fills the majority of my diet is mm-hmm. like what I eat most days.
I think
3, 2, 1
avocado toast.
Correct. 2.
I'm like, we both got it already.
You guys are improving.
Mm. Oh yeah, most improved.
Wow. Okay, let's go rapid fire because okay. that was great and no other explanation is needed.
Correct.
Yep. Avocado toast. Yeah, with the eggs and the truff and the. And the that and the this and
she's
the that.
My mind.
Lemon.
And the I lemon was... and the hot honey.
You guys.
And the everything with the bagel.
You know me
pepper,
so well.
Salt pepper.
Lucy literally is reading my mind because I was about to say brownie points if you know what goes on top. Mm-hmm. And she just started listening.
All the jazz.
Wow, all the jazz. Mm-hmm. Extra, like me.
Good.
Okay, 15. What is my. Okay, this. I feel like I am asking you guys, like, such specific things that you would be like, yeah, but you wouldn't just think of it out of nowhere. What is my favorite moment of the day / time and place and situation to be in? Like, when am I just like, oh, I'm so content. Favorite moment of the day, time and place and specific situation, moment, all the stars are aligned, perfect moment to be in.
I feel like these are different. These are different questions.
You just overthink.
Well, time of
it's
day
like one
is
thing, but
from...
then like also like a specific right. version would be the okay. most ideal. Okay, you go first, Lou.
Yeah, I was like, there's no 3, 2, 1 for this. Like when you initially said time of day before elaborating, I thought golden hour, but then. With the time, place, situation, it's like post workout, showered, ooh. And like you're winding down. Vibes, I don't know, but I guess you work out in the morning, so it's like that would be like your breakfast. But I don't know, whatever.
Okay, Max.
I was also thinking golden hour-ish time, but when the sun. Has set, but it's still light out, and it's soft lighting.
He knows me so well.
And
soft lighting.
That. Where it's still bright, but not too bright.
Mm-hmm. Yes, something I know like exactly. You're saying the words that come out of my mouth every day. That's
how I hear about it.
I'm like, Max,
no direct
we need to get pictures,
light. Yeah.
But I don't like the direct sunlight. Mm-hmm. I like shade, but not too shady and like gloomy. And so I'm thinking, like golden hour, but that sometimes is too bright when it's golden hour and your skin looks like orange. So like right when the sun goes down, but still bright, soft lighting, glowing, perfect, amazing, boom. Mm-hmm. I think you both get a point. Both. Yeah.
What were you
very
thinking
good.
With your time, like whatever situation?
Okay,
that made me feel
Lucy
like in your
even
daily
elaborated
routine.
And maybe did even better because
that made me feel like one
the post like workout
yeah.
like shower just like
I, well
cozy,
because you were like
wet,
time
clean
of day
hair.
Is like, time of day is like, okay, sunrise, sunset, like, whatever.
I know.
But then you're like, my situation, so my whatever. I know. So then I was like, whoa.
I know. No, you did a great job.
I'm like, you've done your laundry, you've had like your food. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. To realize this.
You have your coffee.
My favorite is like right before the sun sets. Yeah. Or just like late, not even right before the sun sets, like late afternoon. Early evening before the sun sets, because it's like soft lighting and just like the end of the day, we can start to like wind down. But in specific would be like post shower. But even more specific would be like after being in the sun, like after like laying by the pool or being at the beach.
I know, that's what I was like, shower didn't make sense.
And you like,
because I know post shower, but like you work out in the morning. I don't work out in the morning. So like post shower makes sense for me in the evening, but.
I know. But yeah,
a curveball.
Yeah, it would be like the shower after like being in the sun, or after the day, or after the workout, and then like, and maybe like like clean wet hair, and then I did my skincare, and I put on my Sol de Janeiro cream. Yeah, my apartment's clean. Dinner's cooking. The sheets are clean. Oh, music to my ears.
Oh my goodness.
No one's bothering me.
Yeah, work is done.
Max is rubbing my feet.
Brody's been walked.
No, I'm kidding. Uh-huh. Yeah, Brody's cuddling with me. All the stars are aligned. I think I sound like a grandma. No, but literally, I always think about that whenever I'm in, like, a big t-shirt and I'm just, like, clean and the day's over and I'm, like, sitting in bed. I'm like, I'm so happy. This is, like, what I've waited for all day. You know? Okay. That was 15. 16. What do I not like about myself? And actually, I will tell you that this is not physical, so that helps a lot.
So we don't have to start picking you apart.
Yeah. You hate your ugly feet. No, this is not physical. Because I was thinking, what do I think I'm good at? So I thought it would be good to say, like, what is something that I don't like about myself? You may not think I'm self-aware enough to know this, but yes.
Okay.
Am I self-aware? Be honest, you two. Come on.
Yeah. Yes, very.
Pretty self-aware.
You don't just have to say that because we're on the pod, but I try to be. And I cringe when I'm not, you know? You know when we say those moments? When you, like, say something that, like, offends someone, or later on you're like, God, why did I do that? Like, I cringe, and I'm like, I want to...
A learning curve.
Rewind time. Oh. Yeah. But what do I not like about myself?
Whoa.
Sorry,
Max,
buddy.
You're bothering
me. I would say he's freaking out.
The knots out of his fur.
What's the phrase that you know I'm going to say? Max always says that I do this to Brody, that I...
Poke and prod.
Because
you
do. I would say you're poking and prodding.
I am. But I'm trying to help him out. He's got knots in his hair.
Yeah. Poor dude.
I poke and prod, and that's why Max says he doesn't like to cuddle.
Okay. And I think that leads into maybe my answer. Which, I know, which is that maybe you're a bit controlling or bossy at times.
Oh, wow, I agree.
It depends on the self-awareness.
No, that's not my answer, but I agree with that
answer?
One. Yeah.
Okay, what's your answer?
Wait, rephrase the question again.
What do I not like about myself?
Your ADD.
Oh, wow, I didn't even think that one.
I didn't even think that one either. We both have ADD.
What is it called?
My struggle to focus.
Yeah, it's not actually ADD. Well,
ADHD, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's never been. What's it called when the doctor?
Straight shooting. Cuts to the chase.
What's it called?
I'm never.
A doctor hasn't like labeled you. What is that?
I've
never been like diagnosed.
Yes, I remember my therapist was saying, "What if you?" And I was like, "Don't add that."
I think
don't
we would be quickly diagnosed. Yeah.
Like, don't add it to my list.
But I never try to say. But like
self-diagnosed.
I know that I am. Watch, like, observe my behavior for a day.
You tell me I am all the time.
I know. I think we both. I sound so mean. You tell me I am all the time.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy
is... It's just the train of thought, you know?
Lucy, I feel like... Lucy will, like, say the answers exactly how I...
Are thinking it.
I'm thinking the answer, whatever. Yeah. Like, earlier, I was thinking... The thing that I don't like about myself is I can be so freaking controlling.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. But also, like, I think you get a point, too. Because it drives me up the wall.
Yeah.
We're all getting points.
My behavior during the day. Like, cleaning, I'm really, like... Gretchen, you're going to fully empty the dishwasher. Then you're going to close that. You can move on from that task. then you can vacuum. But it never works out that way. It's always half I put done. Away a dish, then I put on one pillowcase, then I'm back to the dishes, then I start the vacuum, then I clean the bathroom, but not the other, you know? Like, I'm all over the place.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, and there's my cup from earlier. I should put that away. Like,
yes. Yeah. I get so distracted. I just can't focus. So, yeah, you both get a point. Mm-hmm. Okay, did you both have 10 before, and now you both have 11?
I guess so.
Congrats, the two of you. Ooh, I want to see someone get a prize if they win. Mm. If you guys tie, it's getting close to the end.
I want ice cream, but it's too late for that.
Okay. Wow, 17. What is my I almost feel like Max could win because I feel like the ones at the end are like newer ones.
More recent.
Yeah, that's what I
What is my about. Favorite type of flower?
Ooh. Oh, wait.
And it's hard for me to even like pick, but if I had to pick one.
What?
I know what it is, but I'm blanking on the name.
I need a moment.
I feel like I have limited knowledge of flowers anyway, so this might not even be like the actual favorite if I knew of all my options. However, if this is like, I just really like them.
I don't think I'll get it.
Come on, believe in yourself. You can do this.
Hey, when's the last... You haven't told me ever.
I know.
Lucy's not buying you flowers.
Exactly.
That's like a gray area. I know.
Okay, I'll give my answer because it's wrong. Hydrangeas.
That's what I was going to say.
Correct.
Really? Yeah.
I told you, believe in yourself. Yeah. I knew you knew it.
Well, I know you like hydrangeas, but I didn't know it was your favorite. Oh. I thought maybe if you were getting flowers, you'd get like... White lilies, or
I know. I was gonna say what's funny though is I feel like hydrangeas are hard flowers to get for someone. I feel like they die very quickly, and I feel like a lot
and
of
times, every flower and they're big. Dies quickly, yeah, they all. I give it to you.
They do.
And you hold up. I don't think you're switching out the water, like trimming the bottoms of them.
Yeah, no. We don't
oh, you
do
think
that.
I need to take care of them better?
Yeah. You can make them last for like ever.
Oh.
If you like switch the water and trim the bottom of the
just
stems.
Just start getting you. What are those tall ones?
The orchids.
Yeah, those last forever.
They do.
An ice cube a day.
Yeah. Wait, you put an ice cube in it to water it?
Yeah.
That's smart. It's the only water that's so it smart. Needs. And then it slowly, like, melts. Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Because he did give me an orchid once, and we Googled
it. I hate it.
And it said, no, I didn't. And we said,
why'd you do this to me?
No, I said it couldn't accept my love. Like, I didn't like that I didn't. I wanted to water it more and like do more things with it.
Oh, I always overwater.
But it only was like a nice cube a week or something.
I was like, you're the only person I know to kill an
orchid.
And
it's still dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I feel like those actually live forever. But yeah, correct you two.
Great.
Wow.
But I'm not even really sure. But also, like, I would say those were, I really like them. They're pretty. I like
you said what
like, colors.
The question was, what's your favorite flower? I just thought of mine. I was like, peonies.
Those are your favorite?
I like the small ones. I think they're pretty.
And I think of the
I like a lot of flowers though.
Yeah, you do.
I know you love the hydrangeas. Yeah, I know you love hydrangeas, like, just...
At our house.
Yeah, at our house, or houses, like, on... I feel like there's a bunch on the cave.
Yeah.
There's a bunch in Duxbury,
like,
too.
On like, on people's front lawn, I just think hydrangeas look so beautiful. But
they
I feel
are.
Like flowers in my home never even end up being hydrangeas, but... Anyway, moving on. Okay.
Is that, like, 18. A sly at Max?
Yeah.
Flowers in my home never end up being hydrangeas
oh,
Max.
No, but I don't even mind. Like, I like other ones. Like, I don't even know the
I feel like
other
it's,
ones.
When you get flowers, it's hard to find hydrangeas, or if you do, it's, like, it takes up the whole bouquet, or...
And they die that day.
So. And they're, like, already mostly, like, half dead, I feel like,
yeah.
even when you find them. Like, I feel like sometimes they're at Trader Joe's or something, and they're, like... Slim pickings.
My favorite flowers ever were probably those ones you got me for
the colorful.
You already know our last anniversary.
Yeah.
They're just such a pretty assortment. I love when there's like a bunch of different ones and it was just such a big bouquet
they're
and
so
it was
pretty.
Really pretty. So thank you.
You know where I got them?
Wegmans.
Funeral home.
Really?
No.
No.
He always says that because daddy would do that. And I told him that.
That is so funny.
I wonder if I ever said that on my podcast or something. You guys, this is horrible. My dad would, I swear he would, or maybe he just said this to us to like be funny or something, but he would say that when he was dating my mom at first, and obviously they're like in their 20s and he's young and broke, and he said he would like take flowers from funeral homes or maybe buy them off of them because they were like cheap or like left over and like re-give them to my mom.
I
don't
know
if this
that.
Is true or not. You don't know that?
I didn't know that.
I remember him telling us that when we were younger.
I do not remember
He'd be like,
that
yeah, get them at funeral homes. And we were like, Dad.
I don't remember that at all.
That is like morally not okay. Anyway.
I mean, at least it's going somewhere where it's going to get loved.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Yeah.
Okay. 18. What is my favorite book?
The Bible. Just
kidding.
There's only one book in my heart. No. Favorite dictionary.
Recently?
What's my favorite book of all time? Could be recent.
Of all time.
Oh, it's going to be one of those goddamn Colleen Hoovers.
That'd be...
I've said it to both of you. It's at the very top of my list. Those that are listening that saw my Instagram story ranking him the other day would know.
Reminders of him.
November 9th.
Both of you are wrong. It's Ugly Love.
Oh! Yeah, duh. I was thinking, like, Woman Code, but you're reading that now.
I can't keep them all straight.
I know.
It is Ugly Love. You told me
they're all blending together these days.
Reminders of him, I
you, like, told
November
me
November 9th is the one I told you the whole plot of the other day.
Yeah, I know.
That's the most recent one. I thought Reminders and I thought of it him. Was... I thought you liked November 9th because it was it was a continuation of Ugly Love in theory.
I know. That's
but you like two. You have been saying Ugly Love
is so the top. I literally read the whole end of Ugly Love to you.
I think I got them mixed up.
There's too many.
Did you
there's
really?
Too many.
Yeah, I was thinking the one
really
with the airplane and he proposes in the plane. Yeah.
Wait, don't get wait. Ah! Okay,
forget it by then.
I thought we've all read it.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert for you guys listening. And Lucy's
all good.
Sorry, Lucy.
It's okay. No worries. I'm sure I'll forget it. I'll read a couple books before.
Yeah,
that's Ugly Love. Not Reminders of Him, but you got it wrong, so too bad.
I was about to start Reminders of Him, actually.
19. What is my favorite podcast?
I remember it.
That was cute of you. Of course, Lucy visibly was like, yes.
Yeah, because I was like the two girls and they're chatting shit. And then I was like, I was just thinking of the one that Hannah likes. And then I was like, couldn't think of yours. And now I thought of it.
What's mine called?
What We Said.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, both of you get it right. Guys, you are tied.
Because Hannah listens to Morning Toast and you both like Blonde Files.
Yeah.
Also popped in my head.
What's that other
what we
one
said
you
is
like?
Number one.
It's not What We Said. It's
Peyton Sarin.
Nope.
Oh yeah.
Skinny Confidential.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope you guys know that you were tied 13-13 going into question 20. And this is really up for interpretation. So maybe you guys just tie. I'm very impressed with the two of you.
Okay.
Question 20. What do I regret? Yeah, both of you do know me very well, as much as I know myself. So you could probably say things right now, and I'd be like, "Yeah, sounds about right."
Yeah.
I feel like Lucy will get this. So much of this has to do with my
childhood,
past. Yeah, regrets, obviously, past.
I don't know. It's hard, but I think I know.
And this is fun, just hearing your guys' takes of things. Because then, you being like, oh, you don't like your, let's just say, lack of focus. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. This is just fun hearing your guys' take on me. Your perception of me. Something you think I regret. I'm like, I don't regret that at all. You guys are really thinking.
I have, two answers.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you would say that you regret rowing in college, but then I think that, it's chicken and the egg. Would we have ended up here anyway? I don't know. So you can't really take it away or regret dating a boyfriend into the beginning of college. It's we all ended up here before all of these choices. So
yeah.
I feel like if you regret anything, it'd be not spending more time with dad, not going home for summer or whatever, because you were busy traveling and stuff. And I was just in small bunny lifeguarding. But yeah, that would be my answer probably.
That's a good one. That gets a point.
Because
I got nothing. I got nothing going. No.
Yeah, what I thought of in my head, you wouldn't. He said manifest queen
wouldn't regret. Yeah. Yeah. Because you end up here.
I was kind of thinking that I was writing the questions. I'm like, I really feel like. This is so basic, but I try to live my life with no regrets.
Yeah.
But I really do.
Well,
you regret,
Because I feel like all the things that you could regret end up being, like, lessons or help you get to wherever you are. So it's like, well, if I didn't do that stupid thing, then I wouldn't have done this that ended me up here or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe.
Say what you're thinking.
I'm thinking getting a management or Spencer sooner. Because I remember you would...
I was struggling.
You would, yeah.
I was really struggling in my Wow. Okay. Both
That's a good
of you.
One.
Okay. Okay.
Let's what was your answer?
Break it down. Yeah. Actually.
Tell me all of your regrets.
My immediate thought. Well, okay. Of course, I thought through what Lucy said, which is funny because I always think, like, rowing in college was, like, such a hard experience, but I think very character building.
Yeah.
And like literally it did teach me so many things. So as much as I'm like that was kind of miserable, I actually do not regret it at all. Because I think it taught me a lot.
I think the only reason why you would say you regret it in the past was just because it like it soured the vision of rowing. Like it like made it all kind of like
and just messed with my like physical and mental health kind of thing.
I mean obviously that. But I mean just like rowing used to be like good and fun and whatever, like a separate like pure thing, and then it got all like
wait, that's so
twisted
true.
Up with the mental and physical.
Wait, I didn't think about that. I wonder if I had like stopped it before college, I'd have more fond memories.
Yeah.
But now when someone says rowing, both of us are like, oh, and we like roll our eyes. Wait, that's so true. I didn't even think of that. Oh, and with dad, of course, I've always thought that. Like you regret, like you want to spend more time with him. But then I really try to think, like I try to not regret it because I just feel like it all works out as it should. And we obviously did spend so much time with him. And like the time that we did spend away from him when we were in college and stuff, if we were always at home with him every break and every single thing, like he wouldn't have wanted that anyway because we were out there like living our lives with friends, like growing and stuff. So I try not to, but of course I did, especially like earlier on, like when he passed away. I feel like both of us were so like, we wish we spent more time with him in the last year or two or whatever, but you like can't beat yourself up over it because you can't change it. Wait, what did you say?
Management.
That's a good one too, because I was like struggling so much and like couldn't handle my emails and stuff before having
and
management.
Like college,
but I also feel like I don't know if I would change it because I feel like it also taught me a lot of things, just like how the business world worked, at least in regards to social media in that time. Like I feel like it taught me a lot of things and how to like kind of like vouch for myself and advocate for myself, stick up for myself. So both of you were like kind of yes, but also kind of no, because the first thing I thought of was being mean to people when I was young.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like
I remember that.
Biatch in elementary school, I feel like sometimes. And I really regret it. And I was like,
funny you can remember. I don't remember things from the, but I was like quiet. I never talked or did anything really.
Yes, you did.
Well, like I did, but like I don't know. I wasn't
like more quiet.
Yeah, it was just like quiet and more reserved. But I feel like I
would
just remember
somebody
you talking
talk
about
over
things.
You when you were younger.
Who would do?
I let somebody do all the talk and I'd take the back seat. That's what parents, that's what mom and dad used to say.
You're like, come on, Lou. Yeah, but now I feel like we're even with, like, chatting. Like, I feel like you are so chatty now.
Depends.
You're way more, like, outgoing than, like, before.
Yeah. Yeah. We've grown. We've evolved.
But yeah, I'll never forget. I hope all the people that I at least perceived that I was, like, rude to or, like, whatever in a phase forget. Because I just remember, you know.
Kids are mean, though.
Okay, now people are thinking that I was, like, a mean girl.
You're a bully.
I don't think I was mean or a bully. I just remember oddly specific instances where...
Where you could have
been.
I was trying to think, like, why did I act in this way? And I'm not kidding. It was probably from watching, like, shows and movies where, like, mean girls
like
were, like,
cool. Girl.
You know what I mean? And so I was probably trying to, like, be sassy with everyone. But in reality, it's, like, mean. Like, I'll never forget not holding the door.
Yeah, I knew you were going
to
say
people,
that.
I'll never forget. And it hurts my heart. Like, someone needs me to hold the door.
Little guy,
or maybe
guy
and since
his,
it's a
his
guy, maybe I was, like,
since
it was a boy, I was, like, nervous. And I was, like, no, like, do it yourself. I was, like, a sassy third grader. I know.
The
and
base.
So I'll never forget being, like, sassy or, like, rude to people and, like, what the, why? So I regret that. But hopefully they just forget and that was part of my journey. But maybe I don't regret because then maybe if But you know what I mean? Because right. then maybe then that taught me to like be like, nice oh, no. to people now. Maybe I would be like meaner to people now or something. I don't know. Now they probably all think I was mean.
But I mean, kids are mean in general. Like, kids are so mean. Yeah. And you weren't like a bully or anything. Yeah, I don't think I was mean. You just have like some instances where you're like, why'd I do that? But
yes.
Yeah, I feel like kids are mean. And I don't know. I just remember like things that people I'd feel sad for in elementary school.
I know.
Yeah.
But, like, I was, like, too quiet. I would just, like, sit there.
I know. School is, like, rough growing up.
Yeah.
Like, kids are literally mean.
Yeah.
If you were, like, different so at all in any way, kids would just, like, pick at your one insecurity, you know? Oh, my God, know?
It's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway.
They're relentless. Congrats.
Wait, I think you guys tie.
I think that's
we
tie.
Did. I think we nailed it.
That's a little about me. Everyone listening is like, yeah, we get it. We followed you. We know you.
Goddamn seahorses.
That was great. That was so
that
fun.
That was fun.
Maybe they, like, learned more about me.
I thought we did.
I think we all learned. We all learned a
better
lot.
Better than I was expecting.
Yeah. Really? Wait, what percent did we get? We got, so like, good. 13.
You got 13 out of 20.
Okay.
Wow. So you both got 7 wrong? Yikes.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know me that well at all.
Oh, yeah. God.
Wait, which ones did you not get right? I don't even know. But I feel like, but I actually feel like overall you didn't do that bad.
Yeah. We were close on the one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
We gave it our best
not
try.
The seahorses.
No,
not
no
the
idea.
Seahorses. I don't even, I feel like part of you made that up.
Maybe a part
can
of
you
me
even
did.
Draw
maybe seahorses? That was like,
I, that's what I'm saying. You cannot draw seahorses. When you're a kid, you're not drawing seahorses.
I know, right,
like,
now, if I tried.
You're drawing like a curly Q tail. Like, that's it. I would draw those like spirals all over my pages. Like, that's what I would draw.
Maybe I dreamt that. That was a curveball.
If you dream it, it can be your reality. You manifested it.
Yeah, I'm living in my own reality, like Shutter Island anyway.
Yeah, you need to watch that. It's good. I thought
it
was going to be
so good. I'll watch it.
I really thought it was going to be scary. Yeah.
No.
Like, because all you remember is that creepy lady from the trailer, and I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be this terrible horror movie, and it's like actually good.
More of like a...
It's like a psychological... Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good, actually. It wasn't scary.
Okay, well, thanks for coming on.
That was
too.
Great, yeah.
Thanks for
fun.
Having us. That was fun. Next time, Max and I will have to
quiz
each other. Watch
you?
With everyone.
I know. Now, I literally want you guys to quiz me now on how well I know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love being quizzed. Mm-hmm. I feel like when Max and I first started dating, I would, like, make him quiz me. He'd be like, what was my high school's mascot? Like, things like that we should know by now kind of thing.
Just real life trivial pursuit.
Yeah, real life.
Oh, maybe this is why I thought of this, because we've been so into Trivial Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, Gretchen Trivial Pursuit.
We could do that and, like, make, like, different categories and witches.
Ooh. Wait, that would be fun.
That would be fun.
That would be fun at, like, a bachelor party, like,
that
about that
fun.
Person.
I could see it, like, for Taylor.
Wait, I've seen people do that, but they do Guess Who. I saw that on TikTok.
Oh.
Like, for the person, they
for
do
all the people.
Guess Who, and it's, like, all the people they know in
the
their
party.
Life or all their exes or, like, isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, that's great.
Okay, on that note.
Are you signing off?
Yeah. Love you guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for
See
having
you next
us.
Time.
Glad it was a tie. Glad no one's feeling nothing. I'm feeling like I got 2.5, so like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Oh, yeah, I feel like she did get half points. I forget what
Ooh, lemon and donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she remembers.
No, I'm feeling insecure
great.
About him.
This is like,
so
I'm
maybe Max
study
wins.
Yeah.
Maybe Max wins. I'm getting the charity points.
No, that was a tie.
That was
fair
and square. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you in my next episode. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.